USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal investigators are poring over the scene of a horrific crash in upstate New York on Saturday that left 20 people dead.
Throughout the next few days, NTSB investigators will work on scene to thoroughly document the scene and to gather what we call the perishable evidence, the information that goes away with the passage of time.
NTSB Chief Robert Sumwalt there saying there's no indication yet why the limo driver who was taking people to a birthday party sped through that intersection. Florida's preparing for Tropical Storm Michael. It could in fact be a hurricane when it hits Florida, probably on Wednesday. 36-year-old daughter of President George W. Bush, Barbara Bush, has been married to screenwriter Craig Coyne at a secret ceremony yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Brett Kavanaugh taking his place in the nation's highest court after a contentious confirmation battle that ended Saturday. He was sworn in then, but there's going to be another ceremonial swearing in this evening at the White House. Meanwhile, the Senate now has to mend after that brutal battle to get him confirmed.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told CBS's Face the Nation there has been bipartisan agreement on such things as opioid legislation and extending the FAA.
We've also done appropriations better on a bipartisan basis than any time since the 1990s, so the notion that the Senate is somehow broken over this is simply inaccurate.
That report from USA Radio's Wendy King. Another Facebook hoax is making the rounds. The latest involves users thinking their accounts have been cloned with a message saying the cloned account has been making friend requests. Don't believe it. It's not for real. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An engine fire that forced a JetBlue flight to return to the gate at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas is under investigation. The incident happened yesterday on the flight that was heading from Vegas to Boston. Nobody was injured. Chicago police are looking for a killer, releasing a surveillance video of a masked man with a unique gait who executed two people in Rogers Park. USA Radio's Wendy King with that story.
The shooter lives within this neighborhood or in a very close proximity.
73-year-old Douglas Watts was out walking his dog when the man in a dark tracksuit shot him in the head.
The guy was such a nice guy.
He could barely walk. I mean, what kind of enemies can he have?
Just one day later, 24-year-old Eliyahu Moskowitz was killed along the lakefront path just a few blocks away. He was also shot in the head.
One of the distinctive things about him is his walk and his run, where his feet point out pretty significantly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And SpaceX has successfully completed its first West Coast rocket landing, as yesterday was the first time the company successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California and successfully landed it on a concrete landing pad not far from the site. All of the other landings have occurred out of Cape Canaveral, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.